Sometimes you've been referred to in these magazines, some of which don't print the truth, as the quiet beetle. Do you consider yourself quiet or an extrovert or just what?
No, not really. Usually, in fact, I've noticed myself at most press conferences over here, you know, I am quiet. I just seem to sit there giggling because everybody gets asked the same question. And so, you know, whoever feels in the mood usually answers it. And, you know, I am quiet, more quiet than the others at these press conferences and things, but in actual life I'm not. I wouldn't say so anyway.
George, you mentioned about these press conferences, and I'm sure that everybody asks the same questions and you anticipate every one of them. Are there any questions or a question that you have anticipated that hasn't been asked?
No, I don't think so. There's none that I can think of anyway. But usually the press conferences are a bit hectic because there's so many people who get in and they block the way of the TV cameras, and the real press and DJs can't ask the questions they want because there's all these other people all shouting soft rings. And so, you know, nobody's satisfied in the end. That's the only trouble with the press conferences. But, you know, they usually ask the same questions, and I don't think anybody's asked us a question we've expected.
The amazing thing is we've been traveling with you, and you go from town to town and you hear the same questions every time. This is one I don't think you've been asked prior to your first picture, and it was your first, and you never had any screen experience before that I know of. Were you a little nervous, honestly?
Yeah, well, we had a lot of offers to make films. You know, the usual pop musicals where everybody's in it. But we waited until we got this offer. But we were nervous. It, you see, it's much better with being four of us doing anything, really, because if a solo person had to do something, he's just got to rely on himself, and he'd make himself more nervous. But with being four of us, you know, we all have a laugh and try not to be nervous. But we were a little, but we had such a good director and crew on the film, that, you know, we overcome that right away.
Do you ever wish that you could just go out and take a walk on the street or go somewhere like a normal human being?
Sometimes, but you see, our life isn't as hectic all the time. It's just on a tour like this. You see, if we do a show in England, well, it'll be wild, there'll be lots of people. But as soon as we finish the show and we get away, we all go home, and we can go out to these regular places we go where we don't get bothered. And I always drive around every day in my car, and people see me, and, you know, so there's George in his car, but, you know, that's okay. So every time we go on a tour, you know, we take it for granted that we're not going to get out and we're not going to see anything other than the hotel, the car, the aeroplane, and the place we're playing. So, you know, we don't worry. Really, I mean, we don't do a tour for, this is the longest tour we've done, actually, for quite a while, which is almost 5 weeks long. I mean, after this, we'll go back and have a couple of weeks off, and we'll be able to sit around and, you know, just go out in the evenings. So if we did one tour right after another, then we'd definitely probably go off our heads. But, you know, we have it organized so that we don't.
George, what's your favorite outdoor sport?
I think swimming and water skiing I enjoy, but only if it's hot. I can't stand swimming in cold water.
Have you, during the course of your tour, George, have you found a particular spot that you like, that you would like to live, say, in retirement, or you would like to live year-round? What's a favorite spot in the world?
Well, I must admit, I don't think I could ever live anywhere other than England. At one time, say about 2 years or 3 years ago, I used to think, you know, let's get out of England and see what's happening. But now, you know, we've travelled so far and been to most places, and, you know, I think England is perfect. The only thing is that the weather, you know, isn't as good as it could be. I wouldn't mind having a home in, say, California or Florida, in a hot place, but I wouldn't be able to live there for all the year round. I'd say about 2 months of a year, I wouldn't mind, but
I like a place like Miami.
Yeah, you know, any place like that that's hot and, you know, there's lots of swimming and everybody just lounges around, I like that. But I think, you know, I'd always live in England.
Thank you.
Thank you.